Immunotherapy involves activating the body's immune forces to fight cancer. It helps the immune system to find cancer cells and destroy them with the help of T lymphocytes. Every year, the number of cancers that are successfully treated with this method is steadily increasing. Find out which malignant tumors respond to immune medication and how effective this treatment is in our article. How is immunotherapy carried out? Immunotherapy involves using immune cells to destroy a malignant tumor. It trains the patient's immune system to fight the cancer. More than 70 immunological preparations are available abroad, in comparison to 20 on average in developing countries. About 10 new drugs are registered every year in Europe and the USA. Immunotherapy treatment of cancer involves injecting a biologically active anti-tumor drug into the patient. It is selected for each person individually. The immunogenetic analysis of the tumor cells is taken into account. The main types of immunotherapy used to treat cancer include monoclonal antibodies, checkpoint inhibitors, anti-cancer vaccines. The medicine is prescribed as tablets or injections. It can be taken at home, only requiring regular consultations with the doctor. The duration of immune therapy depends on the type of cancer and how advanced it is. As a rule, 2 to 6 months is sufficient to achieve maximum therapeutic effect. In some cases, long-term treatment of about a year or longer is needed. In the early stages of the disease, immunotherapy prevents the tumor from metastasizing, and in the later stages, it halts its growth. It increases the effectiveness of treatment by 60 to 80%. Indications. Immune therapy is indicated for many cancers. It is currently prescribed for 15 different stages of cancer. The most common indications are melanoma, prostate cancer, lymphoma, glioma, gastric oncology, neuroblastoma, breast tumors, leukemia, Hodgkin's lymphoma, pancreatic cancer. Immunotherapy for melanoma. Melanoma is one of the most aggressive malignant skin tumors. It responds poorly to chemotherapy but gives a good response to immune drugs, especially Keytruda. Immunotherapy is indicated for controlling the recurrence of melanoma, as well as for metastatic and inoperable neoplasms. It can be used alone or in combination with surgery or radiation. In severe cases, several drugs are used simultaneously. If the tumor cannot be completely removed by surgery, immunological drugs are injected directly into the pathological focus. Keytruda has demonstrated good results in the treatment of melanoma. It is approved by the FDA. After its administration, 67% of patients experience a significant improvement in their condition. 6% of patients achieve persistent remission. The effectiveness of oncotherapy with Keytruda is 5 times higher than conventional chemotherapy. Immunotherapy for brain tumors. This method is effective against gliomas, neuroblastomas, glioblastomas, and other malignant brain tumors. It increases the effectiveness of treatment of these tumors by 20 to 30%. That prolongs the life expectancy of patients with stage 3-4 brain cancer for years. Abroad, dendritic cells or anti-cancer vaccine are administered for brain tumors. This is the use of special immune system cells that help to recognize the neoplasm. The dendritic cells are obtained from the patient's blood. They are processed in a laboratory and trained to distinguish healthy tissue from cancerous tissue. The vaccine is then injected into the patient. This makes the tumor visible to the body's natural defenses. Immunotherapy is effective in treating malignant brain tumors that do not respond to chemotherapy or radiotherapy. For example, the 5-year survival rate of patients with glioblastoma has increased from 5% to 20% when using immunotherapy. Immunotherapy for gastric cancer. There are currently 2 FDA-approved biotherapy options for this type of cancer. These include checkpoint inhibitors and monoclonal antibodies. Checkpoint inhibitors are drugs that turn off the blocks of the immune system that slow it down, These blocks help the tumor to go undetected. By removing them, the immune system can actively fight against malignant cells. Checkpoint inhibitors are prescribed for advanced gastric cancer. The drugs include Keytruda and Opdivo. Monoclonal antibodies are artificial analogs of the immune system that help to find specific targets on the surface of the tumor and target them. These drugs are used at stage 4 of gastric cancer. They help to increase life expectancy and quality of life. Herceptin is one such medicine. After immune therapy, partial regression of the gastric tumor in the advanced stage is seen in 55% of patients. In 1.4% of patients, the malignancy disappears completely. Immunotherapy for leukemia. The use of immunotherapy has been a breakthrough in the treatment of patients with blood cancers, especially acute lymphatic leukemia. Monoclonal antibodies are used to fight this type of cancer. The drugs are usually administered intravenously for 1 month. If necessary, the course is repeated after 2 weeks. The patient's condition is closely monitored by medical staff. The results of immunotherapy for patients with acute lymphoblastic leukemia who have not responded to any of the treatments are as follows. 94% of cancer patients had a significant improvement in their general condition. 50% of patients stopped the growth of the tumor. 80% of patients have reduced symptoms. Immunotherapy for Hodgkin's lymphoma. Classical Hodgkin's lymphoma is usually curable. However, in 20-30% of patients, oncotherapy fails. They will relapse or progress despite intensive treatment. Biotherapy gives such patients a chance. This method has shown promising results in the advanced stages of the disease. A long-term remission or stabilization of the disease has been observed in 60% of patients. Immunotherapy for Hodgkin's lymphoma offers many treatment options for both adults and children. There are currently 10 FDA-approved treatments. According to a Northwestern Medicine clinical trial, a brief course of immunotherapy leads to complete remission in 64% of previously untreated patients with classic Hodgkin's lymphoma. Immunotherapy for breast cancer. Immunotherapy can be used to treat metastatic breast cancer. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has approved two drugs for this purpose, Keytruda and Tecentriq. Both are immune checkpoint inhibitors. They are combined with chemotherapy for maximum effectiveness, which exceeds 80%. Immunotherapy for prostate cancer. A vaccine called Cipla-Cel-T, Provenge, is used for prostate cancer. It encourages the patient's immune system to attack the cancer cells. The vaccine is recommended for the treatment of advanced tumors. It is created for each patient individually. The material is extracted from the patient's blood and cultured in the laboratory. The vaccine is administered intravenously 3 times at 2-week intervals. Is immunotherapy used to treat cancer in children? Biotherapy is among the key treatment options for some types of cancer in children, for example, leukemia, rhabdomyosarcoma, neuroblastoma, glioblastoma, osteosarcoma, lymphoma. This method is also called biological therapy. Its drugs do not suppress the body's functions. They are non-toxic and well tolerated by patients. Immunotherapy, chemotherapy and targeted therapy. What is the difference? Immunotherapy, chemotherapy and targeted therapies are actively used to treat cancer in adults and children. Each of these methods has its differences. Immunotherapy is characterized by long-lasting effects. This means that after a course of treatment, cells are produced in the patient's blood that continue to fight the cancer. Chemical and targeted therapies do not have this effect. If all the cancer cells are not destroyed, a relapse will occur. Chemo has a negative effect not only on the malignant tumor but also on all rapidly dividing cells in the body. In immune and targeted therapies, healthy organs and systems are not affected. These methods involve targeting the tumor. However, they differ in their mechanism of action. Targeted drugs recognize certain proteins in the tumor and attack them, while immune therapies try to stimulate the body's natural powers to recognize and destroy the pathological focus. What are the side effects of cancer treatment with immunotherapy? The treatment of cancer with immunotherapy very rarely causes complications. There are no serious side effects in 97% of cases. In some patients, long-term treatment with immunotherapy causes the following negative effects: allergic reactions, rashes and itching, decreased blood pressure, loss of appetite, increased fatigue and sleepiness, inflammation of mucous membranes, nausea. If any complications occur, the treating doctor will make adjustments to the treatment program. He or she will prescribe a different drug or add medication that eliminates the side effects. Price of immunotherapy abroad: Turkey, from $4,000. Israel, from $8,000. Germany, from €9,000. Spain, from €8,000. South Korea, from $6,000. Austria, from €9,000. Where is immunotherapy available abroad? According to Mediglobus patient reviews, the best places to receive biotherapy are Turkish, Israeli, German, Austrian and Korean clinics. The following hospitals are particularly popular among medical tourists: Lifved Istanbul Clinic, Medicana Ada, Ear Hospital, Hadassah Medical Center, Asuta Clinic, University Hospital of Cologne, Ludwig Maximilian University Hospital, Teknon Hospital, University Hospital of Nivera, Asan Hospital, Suncheon Hyang Hospital.